For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. When Michigan's Native American tribes end up in the headlines, it often revolves around casinos. But there's a lot more to the story. In Southwest Michigan, tribes are starting to inject their casino revenue into brand new businesses, like architecture and renewable energy. Each of the three bands of Potawatomi Indians in Southwest Michigan have separate histories and leaders, but they all have a similar philosophy about the future. It's what they call seven generations.
Because we're typically not looking at what we can do for ourselves right now, but we're thinking of seven generations down the road to try to keep the momentum going and be bigger and better, you know, for our future generations.
Tony Day is the sergeant-at-arms for the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of Potawatomi. He says that philosophy influences everything the tribe does, what it builds, what it buys, who it elects. And it's why the tribe just formed its Wasabec Economic Development Company, to take the money it makes at its Firekeepers Casino in Battle Creek and invest in new ventures that'll prosper centuries down the line, even if the casino doesn't.
The gaming industry changes. The rules can change with the federal government or the state. And I look at it as like the stock market. If one market's up, the other one's down, and you're diversified, and you're always bringing in revenue.
Come on.
The first step in that diversification is solar panels. They're the first non-casino business venture that the tribe has created under the name Skosgay Power. Currently, the panels are still in the early stages, constantly getting tinkered with and upgraded. But a full solar array is already helping to power Firekeepers. Plus, these aren't your everyday solar panels. They follow the sun as it moves across the sky, and they actually absorb the sun's thermal energy too, and use that to heat water. The business is still in the research phase, but Skosgay General Manager Patrick Bullard can't help but get excited at the potential.
Indian country is a huge market. We're already developing technology that we can get into casinos and hotels, which use a ton of energy.
Economic diversification like this isn't necessarily new for Native American tribes. Alaska, in particular, has dozens of Native businesses and corporations. But as more casinos have popped up in Michigan, it's only been in the last decade that tribes in the state have made diversification a priority. Terry Fitzpatrick worked for years as a tribal liaison with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
Most tribal resources are concentrated either on the gaming or the governmental side. So the area where there was greatest potential for new revenue generation were the least resourced. And so I would say over the last 4 or 5 years, all of Michigan's tribes have taken steps to create separate economic development entities and engage in non-gaming business activities.
The approach for each tribe is a little different. The Nottawaseppe Huron Band is starting from the ground up with Skosgay Power and looking into the construction business as well. The Pokagon Band of Potawatomi and Dowagiq has used its Manoba Maps Incorporation as a kind of venture capital portfolio. It buys up existing businesses and then puts money in and expands them. The Gun Lake Band, meanwhile, is only now just forming an economic development corporation. But being part of a tribe has its advantages. You can apply for state and federal grants. And because the Potawatomi philosophy is to think hundreds of years down the line, the focus isn't necessarily on short-term profits. John Shaganabi is the CEO of the Gun Lake Band's Tribal Gaming Authority and the chair of the board for the tribe's economic development corporation.
You know, I see a lot of corporations that, you know, can pick up and leave, and that's something that we're never going to do. You know, our home is here, and we want to make it the best place for ourselves, but not only that, the local community.
But diversification isn't just about money. The tribe's tragic history still sits in the back of many minds. Business is a way out. Tony Day from the Nottawaseppe Huron Band drives me about 4 miles south of the tribe's Pine Creek Reservation in Fulton. We pull over to the side of the road. In front of us is a 28-acre parcel of land, mostly empty. Just a small warehouse, a few trees, and hill after hill of prairie. The tribe has a vision for this place, a hub of tribal manufacturing. Day remembers when it was purchased.
And as I'm walking to my car to call the chairman of our tribe to let him know that I did win the bid, I looked up and I saw this sign here that says the removal of the Potawatomi Indians in 1840. And as I walk across the street and read this, it hit me that this is where the federal government actually rounded the Potawatomi Indians up and marched them on the death march out west. So when I seen this sign, it kind of brought tears to my eyes that this was actually something that's meant to be, and it was really a good feeling to know that, you know, where a lot of bad things happen, it's actually a beginning for our tribe to do some great things in the future and give back and to move forward as a tribe.
Ultimately, that's what he points to as the most valuable thing about the new ventures. Native Americans have fought for centuries to simply survive. With new businesses, they hope to prosper. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.